for the drafting and establishment of an international criminal court, there was a coalition of over 1,000 non-governmental organizations that were represented. And for the first time, in a diplomatic conference, the non-governmental organizations, both in number and in individuals, were more than the governments that were there. The result was that for the first time, the process became rather transparent. Governments could no longer hide in rooms. I was chairman of the drafting committee, and so I every day had to confront maybe 500 representatives of NGOs to tell them what we were doing. And it brought about a countervailing force. And I think you'll see it in different subjects and in different areas. And it will bring about this countervailing force. It is amorphous. It's not sufficient. It's not systematic. It will not produce even results. But I think it will remain for a period of time as sort of the conscience of humankind to offset some of the abuses of governments and transnational organizations. But this is only transitional. We have to find a more systematic way to establish more effective checks and balances.
And with that, thank you all again. I smell that we're closer to lunch than we were when I adjourned the first time. This will be our second and final adjournment. And please join us for lunch.